Thanks for downloading this podcast from RNIB Connect Radio.
The 20th of May 2021 is Global Accessibility Awareness Day, and we're looking at it from the point of view of accessibility. When it comes to things like digital or apps and websites, they are becoming more accessible, but could more be done? Well, today we're going to be chatting with Google. That's a name I'm sure we don't need to tell you any more about, but we have with us Kate Baker. Thank you very much for joining us, Kate.
Thanks so much for having me.
We're going to be chatting about a project called Auditorio. So tell us, first of all, it's around accessibility, but how did it come about?
It all kicked off, I guess, about a year ago. And we were in the midst of trying to make a documentary about wearable haptic technologies for blind people. And the pandemic hit, and all of a sudden we couldn't send a film crew out to go and film that documentary anymore. So we started talking as a team about what else we could do with the story, and editorial came up as one potential option. And because the piece was going to be about accessibility, we wanted to ensure that the article itself was as accessible as it could possibly be. So we started researching the accessibility of editorial, and it opened up a wormhole for us that we've been tumbling into now ever since. And the more research we did, the more people that we spoke to with various different levels of visual ability, the more issues we discovered. And it became clear during that research process that there was a real problem there that needed addressing, not just with the design of editorial, but with the sort of one size fits all approach to web design in general. And so really that was the genesis of the project. You know, the internet was biased towards sighted users, and Google as a company, our mission is all about making the world's information universally accessible and useful. So when we discover that there are millions of people that are unable to access news and storytelling easily, that's something that we feel really drawn to help address. And that was when we approached the RNIB and the Guardian about creating a new kind of feature article that could essentially adapt to suit the needs of whoever was reading it. So the end product that we're launching is very much the work of a community of people, really.
There's a lot out there on web accessibility for many, many years now, but I suppose as websites and apps evolve, that has to change as well. So, you know, you're almost constantly having to innovate and create, as well as rely on, you know, the processes that have been there in the past.
Accessibility as an area is just endless, right? You're talking about designing for human diversity. So you're never going to be able to design an experience or a product that is 100% perfect for everybody. But what you can do is just start to think in a way as designers and makers that it doesn't rely on one way of doing things and one mode of interaction. Fundamentally, Auditorial is, it's an experimental storytelling project that can adapt and shift to meet the needs and preferences of blind and low vision users. So if you have a light sensitivity, the entire story can go into dark mode, the background shifts into a darker palette, the animations transform and become darker. If you have a motion sensitivity, there's a reduced motion function. So that turns all of the videos and animations into keyframes and affects the way that the website itself moves as well. So it's a piece of storytelling that is completely customizable and flexible. And essentially, it's intended to ask questions about how much more accessible the web could be and the information online could be if a user could simply personalize a website to make it more comfortable for them. It's a very experimental sort of thought piece. Our hope is that it just raises awareness and sparks a broader conversation about how the web could become a more inclusive, flexible place for people with disabilities and everybody else as well.
So you're making that experience online, you're giving people the ability to customize that for what they need and not what they're told they need. What's feedback been like from people who've tried this out?
It's been overwhelmingly positive, which has been great because we've been working very hard in the run-up to launch. And the question that we posed to users that sort of tested the story for us was, did this offer you a smoother, richer, more creative experience than you would typically have? To which we received a unanimous yes, which is very exciting. And actually, a lot of people asked, you know, is it possible to have these kinds of accessibility controls set at a global level and used across the web on every single website. And I think my lead developer tells me that's actually quite complicated. So I don't think we'll have that done anytime soon.
Obviously, that'd be the goal, wouldn't it? You could customize it and then anything will work. But, you know, the web is so vast. What do you think the next stage will be? Or are you at a stage now where you think, you know, we've done this, it works, let's see what happens kind of naturally from it?
I hope that the next stage will be this way of thinking about design sort of seeping out into the rest of the publishing and the creative industries. I think for us, the goal isn't necessarily to build the auditorial platform and add more stories. The goal is to sort of encourage designers and makers to embrace a more multimodal way of thinking about design. So really, this is sort of a lighthouse project that we'd love people to learn from and take those learnings forward with them. I think ultimately, you know, we've got to remember that the internet as a medium is a fairly young medium. It's got about 40 years history. There's a long way to go with it, and it's constantly evolving. And it just so happened to be designed in its first iteration by visual designers with use of their site. But if you were to reimagine the internet tomorrow for blind and low vision users, it would arguably be something else entirely. It would be a completely different medium. And I think really that's the question that the auditorial project is posing, is how can we get to a place in the future where the internet is more flexible than just taking a one-size-fits-all approach.
It's certainly an exciting spotlight to shine on accessibility. Let's hope it's a catalyst for things to come. And Kate, thank you very much for telling us about Auditorial on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thanks for having me.
For more downloads like these, visit rnibconnectradio.org.uk/podcasts.